AP Boys Tennis Coach Dave Price joins me here on Radio On The Go Sports. Third place finish here at the conference tournament today, just 1 point out of second place. So certainly a close battle with you guys, Grundy, Columbus, you know, placing first here today. How are we feeling about, you know, coming in third place here in this tournament?
I think we feel great. I mean, our goal is obviously to finish higher than third, but when you look how everything broke down, you know, we had a number six player in Jonah Carney that ended up getting third out of a three-way tie. And so that's the worst that could happen in a three-way tie, and you just change that, and they're second place. Our number two doubles lost 6-5. There's another game that – so we were right there. And with a young team, the way they played and the way they competed, we couldn't be happier for them.
Mm-hmm. One of your conference champs here today, Tyler Wedeking at number two singles. Not easy for a freshman to come into that spot, but tell me about his day and how he's been able to kind of put himself in position to be able to, you know, be a conference champion today.
Tyler played great today. He's got sort of that extra competitive nature. He doesn't like to lose, and he flipped a match that he lost earlier in the year with Columbus, played a good number two with Grundy Center, who we hadn't seen yet that we're going to see, and really played well against him. And when he has confidence, he's a dangerous player. He's consistent, yet he's aggressive, and he has confidence in himself, so he did a great job today.
Number three doubles, Noah Harbaugh and Jonah Carney are able to take home the conference title there. What can you say about those guys?
Same thing. They flipped some matches. Those two guys are first-year tennis players as juniors, which is rare, but they're good friends. They talk to each other. They communicate well, which is a key in doubles. And so when they're out there together as a team, they're a tough out, and they proved that today with them being champions. At three.
When it comes to a day like today, it's kind of hot. It's a long day. What are some of the biggest, I guess, coaching points that you know, you and Grant are able to share with some of the players to, even when things aren't maybe going well and you know you're getting tired and stuff like that. You know.
Yep. We tell them beforehand. First of all, make sure you're hydrated a couple days before. Make sure you have all the basics with you as far as socks and comfort, that it's going to be a long day. And with a young team, this was the first time in this format for every one of them, besides Keegan Bullis, our number one. And so they were prepared in a as far as you know, taking care of themselves throughout the day. And Grant and I just kind of tell them, you know, you got 88 games that you're going to play today. 88. That sounds like a lot, but we've done it before in different types of settings. When things get tough, we always just tell them, shrink things down. Don't look ahead. Look at the next point. Don't ever look at the idea of, I have to win this next point. Think of it more of, how am I going to play the next point? Because your mind can go a lot of different places when you're out here. And I think our kids did a good job of keeping their heads when things didn't go their way, when things were tight. They competed, and a lot of times when things were tight, we ended up winning. A few times we ended up losing, but the mentality was the same. So they did a good job.
All right, and what are going to be some initial goals here over the next couple weeks before you guys, you know, get to postseason play? What are you hoping to accomplish here?
We got a tough match on Thursday night against Grundy Center, a conference opponent. That's going to be a great match. It's our last home match, so hopefully we'll get a good crowd, and that'll be good competition. Then we close out with South Tama on Friday. And next week, we're into it. And that's when we want to peak. I think we are doing that. I think everybody's getting better. And we've got some decisions to make on singles and doubles. And some of the teams that were here today, we're going to be facing them again. And they'll be better, and we know we'll be better as well. So looking forward to it.
All right, last question for you. Meant to ask you earlier in the season, but tell me a little bit about having Grant on the coaching staff here this year, a guy that you were coaching last year and now is helping you out coaching this year.
Grant's done a great job, and Grant was a kid that I could see in his tennis career that I always thought would be a good coach, because he wasn't the best. Obviously wasn't the worst, but he worked hard. You could see him growing in the game. You could see him not only growing physically in the game, but cerebrally as well, as far as how to play, what to do. A lot of times those guys make the best coaches. And I've, with me getting older and older, it's always good to have someone that's younger that can get out there and play with them. And the message is the same, but the messenger is a little bit different. And I think there's an advantage to that sometimes. He knows the guys, yet he's established kind of a, the guys know this, that, all right, he's coach now. He's not just regular Grant, classmate. And so he's adapted well and been vital for the boys and for me. And so looking forward to a lot of years with him.
All right, AP Boys Tennis Coach Dave Price, appreciate the time here today.
You bet.